Over the last few days, I got all the dirt in that I need. I prepped the tables and bunks for holding the weight of soil, and even put the dirt in place. There was still no water to make it viable, but I have some ideas. Really bad ideas, but they are ideas. Today's big accomplishment was setting up the pop tent. The problem with the Rover's pop tent is that they weren't designed for frequent use. The idea was you would throw out the pop tent, get in, and wait for rescue. The airlock is nothing more than valves and two doors. Equalize the airlock with your side of it, get in, equalize with the other side, get out. This means you lose a lot of air issues, and I will need to get in there at least once a day. The total volume on each pop tent is pretty low, so I can't afford to lose air from it. I spent hours trying to figure out how to attach a pop tent airlock to a hab airlock. I have three airlocks in the hab. I would be willing to dedicate two of all pop tents. They would have been awesome. The frustrating part is pop tent airlocks can attach to other airlocks. You might have injured people in there, or not enough space suit. You need to be able to get people out without exposing them to the Martian atmosphere. But the pop tents were designed for your crewmates and come rescue you in a rover. The airlocks in the hab are much larger and completely different than the airlocks on the rover. When you think about it, there's no reason to attach a pop tent to the hab. Unless you are the strand on Mars and everyone think you are dead and you are in a desperate fight against time and the elements to stay alive. But you know, other than that, each case, there's no reason. So I finally decided I'd just take a hit. I'll be losing some air every time I enter or exit a pop tent. The good news is each pop tent has an air feed valve on the outside. Remember, there are emergency shelters. The occupants might need air, and you can provide it from a rover by hooking up an air line. It's nothing more than a tube that equalizes the rover's air with a pop tent. The hab and the rover use the same valve and tubing standardized, so I was able to attach the pop tent directly to the hab. That will automatically replenish the air I lose with my entries and exit. With NASA full core, ingress and egress. NASA was not around with these emergency tents. The moment I pushed the panic button in the rover, there was an air pooping. Bullshit. As a pop tent fire out, attached to the rover airlock. It took about 2 seconds. I closed the airlock from the rover side and end up with a nice isolated pop tent, setting up the equalizer hose with the driver. Then, after a few trips through the airlock, I got the dirt in. I repeated the process for the other tent. Everything went really easy. The water. You know, in high school, I played a lot of Dungeons and Dragons. You may not have guessed this, but tennis mechanic engineer was a bit of a nerd in high school, but indeed I was. In a game I played a cleric. One of the magic spells I could cast was create water. I always thought it was a really stupid spell, and it never came up. Boy, what I wouldn't give it to be able to do that in real life right now. Anyway, that's a problem for tomorrow. For tonight, I have to get back to the Three's Company. I stopped it last night in the middle of the episode where Mr. Roper saw something and took it out of the context.